Hello again, and welcome back to Details of the Wake-Up Call. It is Friday, November the 3rd, 2017, and I am Richard Martin talking to you from Malaysia. Here's a little story from Quora, which is so absurd I couldn't resist bringing it to you. Here goes. My daughter was stopped by TSA as she was going through security at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. She had a sharp, star-shaped metal star dangling from her keychain, and she was being detained and grilled about it over and over by various TSA personnel, accusing her of trying to sneak a weapon onto the jet. She said it was just a dongle, and they could just throw it away. But they persisted and called in more TSA to question and grill her. The flight was scheduled to leave shortly. The flight did not leave because she was the first officer, or co-pilot, on the flight, in her home base airport, in full uniform, and they were still detaining her. Finally, the captain of the aircraft sees her as he is going through his expedited FFDO security, and the TSA agent explained the problem and showed him the metal star. He argued that, 1. If he is certified to carry a gun, which is on his person in a locked bag, what is the problem with that star? And 2. As a pilot, she has access in the cockpit to an axe for breaking out windows in an emergency. If she wanted to create malice, that would be far more dangerous. After delaying the flight for an hour, and after more consternation, TSA finally reluctantly relented and allowed her to proceed to the gate and fly away with the words, "But we're keeping an eye on you." They flew on to Detroit and then LaGuardia, where she was pulled aside and selected for a random drug screening. Just a little bit more news from Big Brother. Oh, well. Pretty varied show today. We will start by talking about the world doubling down on policies that just don't work. And Japan is at the forefront of this. So we'll actually talk in some details about what happens in Japan, especially now since the re-election of Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister. Then we'll talk about the commingling of high-risk financial instruments with plain vanilla commercial banking assets, which remains completely unaddressed and is to do with the way that the Glass-Steagall Act of the 1930s was done away with in the 90s, courtesy, of course, of Alan Greenspan and our good friend Bill Clinton. A little bit more to say about that. Then a quick update on the continuing disintegrating economy. And then another example of Trump and the escalating US military forces worldwide in direct violation of his promise during the campaign. Then I shall talk about a little bit more about Donald Trump's professed populism during the election. There's really quite a lot more to this than meets the eye, and I think you should know about it. Then I'm going to recount an anecdote about Albert Einstein, which is not widely known, I believe, but which I think is worthy of your attention. More about the so-called recovery, which of course is not happening, and mainly to do with the debt, in fact, overwhelmingly to do with the debt. The new Uranium One scandal is gathering steam, and I'll just have a quick word to say about that. And then a story about how federal employees are forbidden for any sort of partisan political activity while on the clock, and a scandal developing in that department. And finally, we will talk about a useful major, either for yourselves or for your children. I think it's important for you to bear this in mind, and I hope to be able to provide you with some grist for that particular mill. And if we have time, I will talk about how the first humanoid robot has been granted citizenship in a country, in this case, Saudi Arabia. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you, please, do need your help with the donations to my show, which I hope you will enjoy from the short praises that I give you at the end of this short version. Please feel free to sign up. The minimum is now $35 a quarter, and I'm asking for $70. So please, I would ask you, those of you who are interested in my work, to sign up at the Donate tab on the page which I believe you're listening to this from, the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call .podbean.com page, and hopefully you will be led to the sign up page. Just follow the instructions. So there we have it. Today is Friday, and so have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye bye till then.